Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to the Friends of Kevin Radio Show. The Friends of Kevin Radio Show helps promote businesses, nonprofits, and artists. If you'd like to be a guest on the show, please send me an email to kevin@friendsofkevin.com. To learn more about the Friends of Kevin Networking Group and to see a list of upcoming events, please visit the website at friendsofkevin.com. So excited today to get Jody McDonald with us. She's from the Nature's Way Holistic Health. Good afternoon, Jody. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good afternoon.
So, Jody, why don't we just start with a little introduction. Tell us about yourself.
Okay. I am a holistic practitioner. Basically, what I do is I educate, advise, and help people take their ailments and make themselves better. I give them tools, you know, for herbal therapy. You can do a little bit of energy work, nutrition. I also do relaxation techniques with them as well. With all of these things together, you know, we get to the root cause of their problem, and then we work together to fix their issue.
You know, when we met, you know, I find it really interesting, Jody. Over the last couple of years, I just see, like, an expansion in this area. You know, I think when I first started my business, you know, you meet holistic people. You know, people would smile at you a little bit, like, oh, that's great. Now, over time, I'm seeing more and more people looking for a holistic approach. You know, they maybe tried some traditional medicine, if you will, and they're like, okay, I don't want to take a pill the rest of my life, Jody. You know, so can you kind of help me to deal with this? You must see that too, right?
I see that a lot, actually, and that's one of the reasons why I went into this business, because you see so much of it out there, and, you know, there's got to be a better way. That, you know, everybody's on multiple medications that have, you know, very bad adverse reactions with each other. And, you know, my take on that is, you know, the more medications you put in the body, the more you're going to damage it. So my job is to help detox all that stuff out of their system, put them on a good herbal therapy and a good nutrition regimen, and then, you know, give them other tools, you know, give them, you know, life coaching if they need it, you know, talk with their families and see, you know, how, you know, working together with their families, we can help them. So I know that there's a better way out there than doing just the conventional stuff, because doctors nowadays, you know, people see multiple doctors, and the doctors will say, well, there's nothing wrong with you. We can't fix this. We don't know how to do it. We don't know what it is. Here, try this. So, you know, I get to the root cause of the problem, so we know exactly what it is and what we have to do in order to fix it.
One of the things you mentioned is you do energy healing. I'm not sure everyone knows exactly what that is. Can we talk a little bit about what that is?
Okay. Most people have heard of Reiki at this point. Reiki is actually a form of energy healing. I have looked into advanced energy work. I have been studying it for years so I can work on it with my clients. Basically what it is, it's almost the same principle as Reiki, but I go above and beyond. So I work with the meridians. I work with the chakras. I work with the joints. I work with, you know, people in pain, and I work on the outside of the body, their energetic body, and I move the flow along. And it helps them, you know, with inflammation. It helps with relaxation. It can help with anxiety and just moving, you know, a few things along in their body, in their energy field. A lot of people don't think about the energy field outside their body. And what happens on the outside affects the inside. So that's why I fell in love with energy work, and I'm working with that now with my clients.
Yeah, it's true. Most people aren't even aware it exists until you meet someone like you, explains to you, you know, the power of that. And like I said, it has a lot of positive results once you understand how to make it work and stuff. So let's talk about some of the other modalities that you use.
Okay. Some of the other modalities that I use herbal therapy. So I use herbs instead of drugs. Again, I'm not a medical doctor, so I can't prescribe drugs, but I fell in love with herbal therapy because herbs work from the inside out. You can take an herb or put, you know, a combination of herbs, and what they basically do is they get into your cells, they clean your cells out, and then they flush it out of the system and down out of your lymphatic system. If you have a lymphatic system that is stagnant, it's going to cause a lot of issues. You're going to have arthritis, joint pains, things like that. So basically what we do is we prescribe certain herbs that goes into the cells, cleans them out, and flushes them out of your system. And once those are incorporated and help the tissues heal, because once the inflammation is gone, the tissues can heal themselves. That's one of the modalities that I use. I also do life coaching, again, the energy healing. I do crystal therapy, which is the use of crystals along with, it's almost like a Reiki, but a little different. It's where you place the crystals on the body, and you hold like a pendulum or another crystal on top, and you work with the chakras in the body that way. I also like to use crystals in my Reiki practice because I believe it does give a better energetic presence when you're trying to do the energy healing. I also do nutritional counseling, so I counsel people on, you know, their specific nutritional needs. Some people, you know, with certain blood types can only eat certain foods. Certain people of certain ethnicities can only eat certain foods. So we go into, you know, what's proper for you specifically. Then I do a little bit of ear coning as well. Not a lot of people know what ear coning is, which basically it's another form of detox. And you put a cone in the ear, produces a vacuum, sucks up all the stuff that's on the inside of the ear. So those are some of the things that I do, as well as.
So I want to talk a little bit about the herbs you mentioned. Now, are there certain herbs that you use for certain things? Does it vary from person to person? How does that all work?
Okay. With holistic work, we're not a one-size-fits-all, so we don't use the same herb for the same person for the same ailment. I mean, we may use some of the same herbs that we know that are very specific to organs. Most herbs work on the whole body. Excuse me. Most herbs work on the whole body, but there are some herbs that are more organ specific. So what I would normally do is sit down with a client, talk with a client, and put together my own, we'll call it a concoction of teas or herbs, and make it into a tea for them to take. Some people, it's, you know, it's one or two herbs. Some people, it's up to five or six herbs in one bag.
Now, crystals, explain more to me about that, because that's the first time I've heard that. How does it impact it? Is there certain types of crystals you use?
There are certain types of crystals you use. For people that don't know a lot about crystals, they are from the earth, so they do have energies from the earth, and they have their own energies. And I encourage people to go out and buy a crystal and work with it, because crystals can actually be some of your best friends, because they can help. They help not only with like emotional issues, but they also help the energetic body heal as well. So, you know, somebody who is going through, you know, a grieving process, I would recommend like a rose quartz, because it's good for the heart chakra. It helps heal that area. Somebody that needs to be grounded and more focused in school, to tell them, you know, take a piece of hematite and keep it in your pocket. That helps ground and focus you. Things like tiger's eye, it's a lucky stone. So if somebody going out and then, you know, they want you to, let's say they're going to a casino or something, excuse me, I tell them to take a couple pieces of tiger's eye and put it in their pocket. You know, it's just for luck and prosperity. So there are many different crystals you use. I tell people just, you know, experiment with the ones that call out to you, because they do. They're kind of like pets. You know, they choose their owner, so to speak. And I actually teach
It's interesting that you say that, because I was with actually my sister-in-law, and she's a big fan of crystals. And she said that to my wife when we were looking at crystals. She goes, "They will call out to you." And we were both like, "What?" And it is kind of true. You do get attracted to one. You know, it's just, I'm like, "Wow, I thought you were just joking." And I'm like, "That is actually factual." So that's kind of neat and stuff. So let's talk a little bit some of the success stories. Tell me about people you worked with that you were able to provide some assistance to.
Okay. A few years ago, I had a client come in with Lyme. He was,
Wow, that's bad.
I don't want to say, I don't want to say a mess, but he was hurting pretty badly. He had no focus. It was actually starting to progress into the mental part of his body. So he was losing focus and he couldn't concentrate. He didn't have a really good diet. He was achy. And so it was advancing. I worked with him very closely with very specific things that I asked him to do. Like I did some herbal therapy with him. I cleaned up his diet. I had him come in for energy work. I also didn't offer him massage because I don't do massage, but I did ask him, you know, to get a massage once a week because we have to get, you know, the we'll call it the juices flowing inside the body. And within a year and a half to 2 years, he was much better. He didn't go to the doctor, and the doctors didn't say that he no longer had Lyme, but he said he felt 100% better.
Nice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, one of
yeah,
the things you brought up a couple of times, Jody, is the importance of diet. Sometimes mm-hmm. people forget, you know, the role diet has in our health. You know, we're all eating badly, you know, on the run all the time. So that all mm-hmm. ties back into this, right?
It does. It does. I mean, I tell people to be mindful. When they first come in and see me, I don't change their diet all at once because, you know, most people will say, well, I'm a meat and potatoes guy. If you tell me that I can't eat meat, then, you know, I'm not going to do what
yeah,
you tell me
the
to
conversation.
Do. So, right. You have to work with them. So, you know, I'll say, okay, well, then don't eat meat one day a week. You know,
yeah.
And then we'll go, you know, let it go for a month and say, all right, try to come down to like not eat meat for 2 days a week and work with them that way. As far as like the process, the fried foods and stuff like that, it's not bad to have every once in a while, but it's not something you want to have every day. You want to try and put as much healthy stuff in your body as possible. And then, you know, I'm not saying that you can't have meat or anything like that. Just make sure it's, you know, grass-fed and organic and it's coming from either a local farmer or local butcher, and it's not laden with, you know, tons of pesticides and antibiotics, because those are the things that actually get into our body. It changes our DNA, and then we end up with illnesses.
So I just want to jump in here, try to get your contact information. How can people reach out to you? Just got about
okay.
3 minutes left. Just want to talk about that now for people listening.
Oh, okay. Let's see. They can go to my website at natureswayholistichealth.com. All my information is there, my prices, my any classes that I'm having is usually on there. They can also reach me at 978-476-1184. That's my phone number. They can leave a message if I'm with a client. Obviously, I can't answer the phone. They can also come to the office as long as they let me know ahead of time that they're going to be here, because I am by appointment only at 1350 Lakeview Ave in Dracut, Unit 1.
Jody, I got a personal question for you. What drew you into
mm-hmm.
this? This isn't something that people are just like, hey, I want to do this. Usually there's a story behind it, a why, if you will. What's your why?
I had issues where the doctors told me, you know, it was either in my head or that there's nothing they can do about it. And they, you know, they pushed the drugs, and I kept telling them I can't work on these drugs. They, you know, I can't work, and that these are narcotics. They make me dizzy. They make me tired. I can't work. So I finally threw in the towel, and I had had an issue with depression at one point in time, and I actually had a counselor tell me that they would not treat me or would not see me unless I was taking something. And that's when I said, you know what, there's got to be something else I can do. So I started looking into getting certified just for myself, going to school and learning for it, you know, for myself, and it just helped me so much, and I was so fascinated and so engulfed in the knowledge that I was learning about this field that I kept going, and I couldn't stop. And, you know, I have my doctorate and I still can't stop. I constantly watch documentaries and lectures and read books and, you know, just trying to get as much knowledge as I can about this field.
So we got only about 60 seconds left. I know you host some classes and some discussions. Where can people see a list of those so they can see the upcoming classes?
They can see it on my Facebook page, and I believe the Facebook page for the Holistic Tree has those classes on it, because I actually do my classes there. And it's also on my website.
Awesome. Jody, really appreciate you taking the time of day to call into the show, and as always, thanks for being my friend.
You're very welcome. Thanks for being mine.
Have a great day. Yep, bye now.
Thank you, you too.